Welcome to the Retire at New Heights podcast with financial expert and Amazon best-selling author, Johnny Roberts. Each episode features helpful insights, practical tips, and reliable strategies to help make your retirement as enjoyable as possible. For the next few minutes, enjoy listening as co-host Michael DeLon talks with Johnny Roberts about securing your incredible future with a retirement shield. Well, ho, 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 Johnny. We're back to your podcast in kind of early Christmas spirit, I guess. How are you doing?
It is good, man. It feels like it to me. You know, starting in September, you start seeing, we were in this store, I don't know, a month ago, whatever, and they got all the Halloween decorations up, but next to it's Christmas trees and everything.
It's crazy, isn't it?
At least up here in September.
Yeah. Oh, it's nuts. Wow. You're going to get snow pretty soon up there. Really what puts me in the Christmas spirit is the snow. And
hopefully we get some during Christmas. Yeah.
That would be great. Well, let's talk about part of Christmas is, you know, you've got traditions. I've got traditions. We talk about giving gifts and things, but let's talk about some legacy planning and different things as in the spirit of Christmas, how it plays into a retirement plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, talking about legacy. So there's actually a scripture in the Bible. It's in Proverbs 13. It says a good person leaves an inheritance to their children's children.
So what does that mean? Most of us, as we have kids or grandkids or whatever, it'd be phenomenal for us to leave a blessing to them if we could. But a lot of people are like, man, I got to make sure I got this money to live off myself. There's no way I can leave anything to anybody. So, but there's actually ways you can do it. That if that's in your heart and you want to be able to be a blessing as a legacy to, I'm not just talking about your spouse, but it, obviously they'd be a part of it. But after both you are gone, to be able to help out or leave some kind of legacy, you certainly can do that through different vehicles.
Yeah.
So, of course, we'll talk about life insurance, but closing out the annuity aspect of it too, there are also a couple companies with what that have those fixed index annuities we've been talking about that feature death benefit features. So once again, this is for people that are like, hey, I'd like to participate in the growth of the market. I would like to make sure I don't lose any of my money, have access to it for withdrawals if I need to, that kind of thing. But when I die, instead of them getting, we'll say $100,000 again, right, if I have $100,000 in this annuity, I get some growth into it. So now it's worth 120. Some of these companies, when you put the $100,000 in, they give you 50% extra that goes towards, if you die, instead of getting 100, they get 150,000.
Wow. That's significant.
And some of those have no cost to them whatsoever. Huh. So you still get the index strategies to grow and things like that. So I'm sick, man, I can't afford life insurance or I can't qualify for it or whatever it may be. What can I do? And I'd like to leave my grandkids something. So I've got some money sitting over there. How do you make your money more valuable? So now you not only have like a growth investment vehicle that you can put money into that's safe, like a fixed index annuity, but it also makes it more valuable if you die. So as your annuity grows, that death benefit increases every year. Now, what's cool about some of these, Mike, is that, so I get my 50% up front. So it's worth $150,000.
Right.
So the interest that I'm credited for my $100,000, which is the actual cash value money, say I get 5% credited over the course of the first year. So my cash value is worth $105,000. Right. But my death benefit gets 150% of that amount credited to it. So my cash gets $105,000, but my death benefit gets $7,500.
Wow.
So it increases every year as you get older. And this is one particular product that's really, really cool for that death benefit purposes along those lines. But man, what a way to increase that part of your portfolio for legacy planning if you can't qualify for like life insurance or something like that. Or maybe you're too old and the cost is too high or whatever it may be. But that's a way you can utilize the money you have. And you're like, I want to keep this safe. I want it to grow still, but make it more. Well, I always say make things more valuable than what they say they are. We talked a couple of weeks about how to do that with long-term care.
Yep.
And you also can do the same thing with death benefit features.
Wow.
So once again, there's more bells and whistles if you're trying to plan and figure things out that are available to you to help out. So really, really cool features on the annuity part of it that can provide make your money more value and give you a higher death benefit right away.
Yeah, it's really interesting because as you're talking about that, it really comes back to the title of your book, right? Retire at New Heights, and the name of your company, right? New Heights. If you bring in $100,000 and you can multiply that to 150 or 300 or something through some of these strategies to leave a better legacy, to live a better life, you've accomplished retiring at new heights because you've leveraged the money that you have using these strategies, these vehicles that are available today. And there are so many of them that they would confuse the normal guy like me. But Johnny, you and your team work with them all day, every day. And that's why it's so important that when you first meet with Johnny, you're going to have a conversation to really say what do you want retirement to be like? Let's start there first, and then let's look at what you have, and now let's look at how we can leverage that so you can retire at new heights. Is that kind of a fair
Absolutely.
summary?
Yeah, and there are so many different quite a few different products for everybody's different needs. And if we're talking about the annuity strategies, right? So there's so many that are out there that can tackle the income thing, tackle the death benefit thing, tackle just safe growth concepts, all kinds of long-term care. So many different things that can solve needs, and some of them could solve two needs at one time. Two or three needs at one time,
Yeah.
right? So it's just worth a look to see, hey, how could this match into what I have going on? Because I'm not accomplishing XYZ with what I'm doing right now. Can I make it happen? Can I accomplish X and Y by just making a move from left pocket to right pocket concept, right?
Right.
My money's in my left pocket. If I put some in my right pocket, I chop off X and I chop off Y. You
Yeah.
know? And so that's got to be a mindset that is diversifying the way we have our money and things like that. We diversify everything we do. Can you imagine if you just ate a hamburger every day for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
People don't do that, right? They eat
Right.
different things because they want to, their stomach wants different things. They want different things to taste. They diversify. Nobody here's probably owned the same exact car that you've had since you were 16 years
That's
old.
right.
You're like, oh, that car's kind of cool. I'd like to have that one. I'd like to have that one. Sometimes you have two cars in your driveway. Most people do now.
Yep.
Right? Is every room in your house decorated exactly the same way?
Yeah.
No, because we diversify. And so you can diversify financially, which is sometimes people have a hard time thinking that way. Well, I'm just told to do this. No, diversify. Look at different options because if this room in your house, you want it decorated this way, this amount of money that you have, you want to accomplish this. This room in your house, you want to decorate it this way. Well, this part of your money, you want it to accomplish this. And you gotta think that way financially, right?
Right.
Think of how it is in every other part of your life. Let's let this money look like this. Let's let this money look like this and accomplish this. And legacy planning is whether it's going to your spouse. Or once again, man, I have $100,000. If I die, my wife gets 150,
Yeah.
and it hasn't cost me anything. You know, no fees, no cost on a lot of these products like that. Man, I've been able to help her because I didn't get life insurance years ago. That now she's going to have more funds
That's
to
right.
help her out. You know, because remember, when you pass away, the missus or the mister, however way it
Right.
goes, once somebody's losing Social Security.
Yeah.
The top one stays. So now we're talking about, man, I've been able to replace some of that lost income because I have this particular product to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And so leveraging things and diversifying things can really solve a lot of problems and going along with that.
Yeah. Well, it's all of this is part of really thinking long term, thinking legacy and planning for it. And that's really what you do with people, Johnny, is help them think through questions, look at life and say, it's okay. We can get you where you want to go most of the time because you've got different products and strategies to leverage money in a variety of ways, whether it's income, whether it's paying for health care, when and how to take Social Security, all of those questions that most people just we don't understand it because we're not in it. You and your team are in it all day, every day. That's why it's so important for people just to reach out to you. Retire at newheights.com, get a free copy of
Yeah.
Johnny's book, read that, talk with him. begin the process.
It because it all ties together. It
It
really
does.
does. The Social Security aspect, the tax aspect, the legacy aspect, income aspect, it all can tie together a lot of times in just a beautiful.
Well, all right, so let's end this where we started. Christmas gift. You buy a gift for your wife, right? You go out to the store, you get it off the shelf, you pay for it. Do you give it to her like that? No. It ties together. You go find a box. You put wrapping paper in the box. You wrap the box. You put a bow on the box. You put a name tag on the box. It all comes together so that that gift is more presentable and more impactful. That's exactly what we're talking about, how to create your retirement plan.
Absolutely. No,
Everything
that's
comes together.
great analogy.
Yeah,
For
everything comes
sure.
together. So
You can't just give her back a present in a Kroger grocery bag.
that's right. That's
It
just
doesn't.
not going to do it.
Okay. So, just don't do that.
Just don't
If you
do that.
don't
Yeah.
know that by now, then it's amazing you're still together with her if you've been doing
That's
that too.
right.
But like you said, man, you make things look beautiful, you put it together, and you can do the same thing with kind of retirement planning if you just take a look at
Right.
different options and let's try to
That's
take
right.
care of X, Y, and Z or whatever. So
Absolutely. Well, that all begins
it's
when
in the
they reach
season
out.
of giving.
It is.
Legacy planning, legacy, thinking about that, thinking about your spouse, kids, grandkids, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's all possible when you sit down and talk with Johnny. So, retireatnewheights.com is the place to start. Get a copy of his book, schedule a time to call to have a conversation with him, and start building your legacy and enjoy the spirit of giving this Christmas. Johnny, Merry Christmas. Talk
You
to you soon.
too, man. We'll be saying that for the next few weeks because it's early, but we're
I
excited.
know. It's awesome. Can't wait.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Retire at New Heights podcast with retirement planning expert Johnny Roberts. And be sure to get your free copy of Johnny's Amazon best-selling book at his website, newheights.life.